Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 2, Question 3. Whence knowest thou thy misery? Out of the law of God. Question 4. What does the law of God require of us? Christ teaches us in sum, Matthew 22, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Question number 5. Canst thou keep all this perfectly? No, for I am prone by nature to hate God and my neighbor. As we work through the Heidelberg Catechism this year, we're seeking to understand it better and appreciate it more fully, in part by considering other statements from other confessions or documents or theologians that illustrate that the Heidelberg Catechism is not alone in what it teaches. As I said last week, we're not going to be exhaustive about that. We're going to illustrate points of agreement rather than documenting them all. And for today, the point of agreement that I would like to highlight is that very strong statement in the answer to question number 5, I am prone by nature to hate God and my neighbor. Now, on the one hand, that is the most terrifying indictment that could be had of human nature. God is the supreme good. My neighbor is like me, a person with thoughts, with feelings, with the ability to make decisions, whose right to exist, whose outlook, just intrinsically considered as the outlook of a human person, is as important as mine. You would think it would be easy to love God, the supreme good, the overflowing fountain of all goodness. You would think that loving your neighbor, a person like you, a person similar to you in many ways, and certainly with just as good a right to exist, would not be all that hard. But what do we actually find? Well, we find that it is exceedingly difficult. We are prone by nature to hate in the sense of rejecting or despising or ignoring God, and certainly not to give our neighbor an equal priority with ourselves. Now, that is the teaching of Scripture, and so that's been recognized in many confessional statements by the Church throughout the years. But let me call your attention to one. This is from the Second Council of Orange in France in the year 529. They got together, they met there, they produced a confessional statement with multiple canons, and then in their conclusion, they say this: the sin of the first man has so impaired and weakened free will that no one can thereafter love God as he ought, or believe in God, or do good for God's sake, unless the grace of divine mercy has preceded him. Now, you'll notice that's expressed in a little bit of different language. Instead of saying we hate God, they say we can't love God as we should. But those are two different ways of saying the same thing. And instead of saying by nature, they say the sin of the first man has so impaired and weakened free will. But again, those are just two complementary, two harmonizing ways of getting to the same problem. By birth, apart from God's grace, I cannot love God. In fact, I am prone to hate him.